honest assessment of who you are. It will help you to see where you've become like Christ and where you still need to grow. If there's any boasting in a positive sense that God has used me in this way, God has gifted me in this way, I've poured out my life in this way, then so be it. But it's in comparison to the call of Christ, not to how you measure up to other people. God help us from having the attitude of the Pharisee. Remember that story Jesus told the tax gatherer and the Pharisee there in the temple? And the Pharisee said, "I thank God I'm not like other people." Imagine saying that. "I thank God I'm not like other people. I'm not a swindler. I'm not an adulterer. I'm certainly not like that tax gatherer." Yet, do you ever think that way? Maybe not so blatantly, maybe not so baldly as that, but do you ever find yourself really thinking along those same lines, "Well, I'm glad I'm not like that person"? Well, when we do that, we're comparing ourselves against one another. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 says that when we measure ourselves by ourselves and when we compare ourselves with ourselves, we are without understanding. There's no quicker way to cloud your judgment and your ability to assess yourself and the needs of others than when you start comparing yourselves with other people instead of the Word of God, instead of the holiness of Christ. This is a serious sin that needs repentance. It leads to great haughtiness, to great arrogance, to a great sense of self-worth, self-importance. It's a good thing to examine yourself. You need to hold up your life to the light of the Scriptures. This is not only critical for your own spiritual health and growth, but it's essential if you want to fulfill this portion of the Word. If you're going to bear one another's burdens and do it biblically, this is where you have to start. You have to really understand people so that you truly minister to them with the love of Christ, with great compassion. How can you take the speck out of someone else's eye if there's a log that remains in your own eye? That's Jesus' definition of hypocrisy. So it requires humility. And then sixthly and finally, bearing one another's burdens should lead to personal responsibility. It should lead to personal responsibility. What does verse 5 say? That each one is to bear his own load. Now, does that seem a little contradictory to you if you compare it with verse 2? Because verse 2 says to bear one another's burdens. Verse 5 says each one is to carry his own load. What gives? Well, there are actually two different words that are used here, and they have different meanings. They have different nuances. Verse 2 is, we've already seen, this big cargo, this heavy, burdensome load that can't be lifted alone. The word used in verse 5 is a word that means a personal backpack. All right, that's probably the best way for you to think about it. If you've been on campus or go to the mall, everybody's got their backpack they're carrying. That's not burdensome. That's not hard to carry. Every man is to carry his own load in this sense. Every man is going to stand before God in the end. You see, in the end, you're going to answer for your own life. There may be people that help you here in this life, but when you get to the end of your life, when Christ comes again and you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, there's going to be no person there, no spouse, no friend, no church member to stand and help lift up your load. You will stand alone as you face the judge of all judges. So Paul's reminding us that even as we function as a body of Christ, even as we're willing to help one another, even as we help restore one another, as we bear one another's burdens, each of us is accountable to God for living a faithful life before Him. You are responsible for that, to carry your own load. Now, even as we say that, right, what do we understand? Well, Jesus Christ makes that possible. Jesus Christ has ultimately borne our greatest burden. He's done something we can't do for ourselves and we can't do for each other. He has taken away the burden of our sin. He's taken the guilt away. We just studied Pilgrim's Progress. Remember, Christian, dropping that great burden at the cross. That's what Christ has done. We don't do that for one another. When we get right with Christ, when we trust in Him and what He did on that cross, our greatest burden is gone. So He's done the heavy lifting already. And because of that, we're free. But Christ continues to care for us. And so we're invited to cast our cares, our burdens at His feet. And how does He do it? Well, He uses us in one another's lives. He uses us to help each other. And when you help, help in such a way that the person you're helping learns to look to Jesus. You don't want them to look to you. You don't want them to become dependent on you. Help in such a way that they learn to trust God. That they learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Help them to learn the responsibilities that they have to be faithful to Him. And when you receive help, if you're on the receiving end of that, receive it with gratitude. Receive it with an understanding that this is not something that is owed to you. This is the grace of God. And whether you ever receive help again or not, be thankful. And you trust God to meet your needs. And He may well raise up others to help you, others to help lift that load. But you respond in faith, not developing an attitude that, well, this is other people's responsibility to bear my burdens. We will help one another. But in the end, it is Christ who is your helper. He is the one to whom you must look. God has wonderfully connected us together in His family. So let's keep learning how to love one another. Let's keep learning how to care for one another. Because when we do that, we honor and we glorify our Father in heaven who has met our every need in Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank You for the instructions that You've given here that really help us to see what You've done for us. And Lord, we thank You that we're a family, that You created the church because we need one another. You didn't create us, Lord, to live independent from one another, simply as individuals or simply as family units. You created us to be in the family of God. Thank You, Lord, for the instructions that You give to Your church here and how we can bear one another's burdens, and we pray You'd teach us, because it's not easy. It's not as easy as it seems. Lord, help us to be willing to do what You've asked us to do, to bear the burdens of others, to be willing to pay the price that requires, to invest spiritually, to be responsible before You, to examine ourselves, to not have a haughty, arrogant spirit. God, we need Your instruction. We need Your help. We need Your grace. Thank You for loving us gently and with compassion. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.